This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This month, China gets into the global positioning satellite game with implications for phone users everywhere. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
Satellites are the building block of the multi-billion dollar location services business. They power games like Pokemon Go and apps to track your run, or your pizza, or your puppy. And in Arizona, self-driving vehicles are using satellite navigation to deliver groceries.
Please enter your four-digit passcode. Great! Opening doors.
The U.S. military built the world's first global satellite navigation system. It's known as GPS. Bill LaPlante oversaw satellite production at the Pentagon. He's now with the MITRE Corporation.
And you realize the ubiquity of GPS as a standard, as a global standard. It's a feather in the United States cap, economically and influence-wise.
Lately, Russia and the Europeans have built their own networks, and China is about to complete its own, called Beidou. That's Mandarin for Big Dipper. It's a $9 billion project, and like GPS, Beidou gives its signals away for free. So why the investment? Satellites bring know-how in corporate spinoffs and new industries. Again, LaPlante.
I think that this is China recognizing, well, the future of standards of precision navigation timing and the markets. If we can control that, we are maybe of great power.
Including military power. During a Pacific showdown in the mid-90s, China shot missiles toward Taiwan, but Chinese sources say the Americans cut off GPS signals to their precision weapons. Here's analyst Stella Strataki at Northern Sky Research.
You don't get any information on your positioning. That's the reason why China, they wanted to be independent and have their own satellite navigation system.
Beidou already provides navigation to Chinese cars, planes, and phones. Stephen Ganot is an aerospace consultant at Avascent.
China is pushing very hard for all of its national companies to have Beidou-enabled capability. So if you're Samsung or Apple, you have to make that call.
Whether to install semiconductors to link with Beidou. Beijing's allies, along the so-called One Belt, One Road network, have also joined the Chinese orbit. And Beidou has one feature that GPS doesn't, satellite texting.
If you're text messaging over a Beidou satellite and you are outside of cellular range, you essentially have a satellite text phone that you can use for a lot of purposes.
In the future, many analysts think a gadget of yours will likely talk to Beidou as well as GPS. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.